Listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is George Bastian, and welcome to today's show. This episode on the George Bastian Show is called Hidden Connections. Music you didn't know was related with each other. So when we think about musical genres, it's easy to imagine them as completely separate worlds, like blues, hip-hop, classical music, punk, ambient, and electronic music. They all sound very different on the surface. But if we look a little deeper, many of these styles share common histories, techniques, and creative ideas. Throughout music history, artists have borrowed from one another, experimented with new sounds, and reimagined traditions in unexpected ways. Some of these genres share the same roots, while others share at a similar musical idea that's completely different direction from each other. So throughout this hour, we'll hear how rhythm, improvisation, texture, production, and experimental design connect artists across musical worlds that listeners might not normally associate together. So first up on our first set of songs, we have Going to Toronto by Garrett T. Willie on the album Bill's Cafe.
Can't stop missing, kissing that woman of mine. She's a million miles away.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Going to Toronto by Garrett T. Willie. Next up we have I'm Getting Too Famous by Lord Jamont Ogbon from the album As of Now.
already knowing.
Yeah. Hey, this time last year I was trapping out the spots. Change, huh? Pop, my face getting hot. I'm getting too famous. Try spin a block on me, I'm straight. That was like ages ago. I cannot say it no more. I'm not saving no. This time last year I was trapping out the spots. Change, huh? Fresh, pop, my face getting hot. I'm getting too famous. Try spin a block on me, I'm straight. That was like ages ago. I cannot say it no more. I'm not saving no. Girl, what's up? Wanna cuff you up? I am not playing no more. Had a little custody, stop pulling up. I do not stay there no more. She want a bad enormous. You deserve it, a perfect performance. We too deep in the spot and it's gone. Woke up in a trap like top of the morning. Wanna book me, I need like a 40 ball. I ran off on LeBron, I ignored the call. Made a play, I can't call, let's explore them all. I was serving white boys just to short them all. They gon' call me back quick, they didn't snort it all. In the field, but I don't play no sport at all. Wanna ride on a bull like a Georgia dog. 40 minute FaceTime, I got motor car. Get the race on Tiana, I'll f***ed up. To the face, Terramano. Nigga sneak dissing me, he done f***ed up. Baby keep kissing me, tryna f***, son. Put a room on my bro, tryna buzz, son. Play with me and my little bro on buzz, son. Yeah, I rap with the track still steady. Talking to a pimp, got my back here ready. Just in the tech, let the pack getting ready. Money up front, in the back, getting heavy lip. Time last year, I was trapping out the spots. Change, huh? Rap shit, my face getting hot. I'm getting too famous. Try spin a block on me, I'm straight. That was like ages ago. I cannot say it no more. I'm not saving. Oh, this time last year I was trapping out the spot. Change, huh? Fresh, my face getting hot. I'm getting too famous. Try spin a block on me, I'm straight. That was like ages ago. I cannot say it no more. I'm not saving.
This is a world premiere. This is a world premiere. This is a world premiere.
What?
This is a world premiere. This is a world premiere.
This is CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was I'm Getting Too Famous by Lorja Montogbon. Up next is Speak to Me by Michelle David and the True Stones on the album Soul Woman. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Speak to Me by Michelle David and the True Stones. So I played for you this first set, and this reminds us of many of today's popular genres that trace their history back to the blues. So Garrity Willie is an indigenous blues musician from British Columbia whose songwriting focuses on both traditional blues storytelling and his own personal experiences. And blues as a genre has long been built around expressive vocals, memorable guitar lines, and emotionally honest songwriting. These qualities would later influence countless genres that followed. From there on, we've moved into hip-hop, where Lord Jamont Ogbon plays in with hip-hop music, which is often associated with rapping and sampling. But also, many producers have used inspiration directly from blues, soul, and funk recordings. Storytelling remains one of the strongest links between the two traditions, with both genres using music to express everyday life, identity, and a personal experience. Then we have Michelle David and the True Tones, which continues that musical path through funk and soul. Their music has strong vocal grooves, powerful lyrics, and rhythmic interaction between the band members. And funk grew directly from rhythm and blues. It places an even greater usage on syncopation and the relationship between bass, drums, and guitar, as you heard there. Even though these three artists belong to different genres and generations, they all show how musical traditions continue to evolve while remaining connected to their roots. And before we continue there, we're going to play a quick public service announcement.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
All right, now we're going to go to our second set of songs for this episode with different music genres. Right here first, we're going to do Raga Baragi Tori by Jaubi, which is from the album A Sound Heart, which is Indian classical music genre.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Ragbaragi Toy by Jobby. Next up we have is Markham Sunrise by Bria Skomberg from the album Brass. So let's hear how this sounds. This is CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Markham Sunrise by Bria Skomberg. Up next is With Steve Lacy by George Lewis from the album Rainbow Family. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was with Steve Lacy by George Lewis. That was a wild one. So this next set explored how improvisation connects these musical traditions from around the world. So Jobby combines Indian classical music with contemporary jazz influences, the first song from the second set. Indian classical performance is built around improvisation, where music gradually develops melodies in the structure of raga, where while responding closely to one another, it actually follows a fixed composition where each performance becomes a unique musical conversation. Then the second one was Bria Skonberg, who approaches improvisation through jazz. Since its beginnings, jazz has encouraged musicians to create spontaneous melodies that interact with the rhythm section, and the improvisation allows every performance to become slightly different. And this last one I just played for you was George Lewis, who expanded on this through experimental improvisation, which is why you heard it like this. So known for his work with electronic music and free improvisation, George explores music that develops in the moment without relying on traditional song structures. So instead of fixed arrangements, performers respond to one another through listening, experimentation, and collaboration. And even though these genres developed in different parts of the world, they all show how improvisation can become one of music's most powerful creative tools. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors, and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role-playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
All right, now we're going to go to our third set of songs for this episode. So we have first playing for you is Setback by Lucid Express from the album Instant Comfort. We'll be right back. This is CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Setback by Lucid Express. Next up is Conditional Love by Claire Rosie from the album Little Death. This is CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Conditional Love by Claire Rousey. Up next for our last set of this, the song of this set is going to be Nowhere by Jessica Moss, which is from the album Unfolding.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Nowhere by Jessica Moss. So this part of the episode looks at how different genres can share the same focus on atmosphere than on using traditional melodies. So Lucid Express was our first song artist from this set that creates layers of guitar sounds through shoegaze, where effect pedals and sustained sound become just as important as individual notes. The result is music that surrounds the listener with texture. Then we played Claire Rosie, which approaches an atmosphere from another direction through ambient music. So instead of relying on rhythm and hooks, her work encourages careful listening and combining environmental recordings, gentle electronics, and small melodic ideas that turn into soundscapes. And then Jessica Moss was our last one we just heard, who uses this concept through drone music, which is what we've heard here. Her composition builds around sustained tones that gradually shift over time, and her music develops through small movements in harmony, texture, and resonance. So even though these artists work in different genres, they all have that texture that becomes the main musical focus. And before we can continue further, here's a quick public service announcement.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, now, to close off for today's show, we have our last set of songs. We have first to play Rip by Violet Riot from the album X's and Exclamations. X's and Exclamations.